How would you describe this show to someone that doesn't really know too much about it?
Okay, well, Signal Failure is a romantic comedy about love on the London Underground. So it's a really sweet, very feel-good show, and it's just about two people finding each other in a very unusual way. So I think you guys have a similar thing here, but on Craigslist called Missed Connections, where people who see somebody that they really like on a train, but they don't quite have the courage to talk to them, they go through this medium and they try and get in touch with them that way. We actually have a column like that in the Metro, in our London Metro, called Rush Hour Crush. So people see somebody, they maybe fall in love at first sight, and then they get in touch with this column sometimes, and they try and find each other. So it's really about somebody doing that, but in a very kind of unusual way. It's actually about a young man who writes in for other people. So he sees people fall in love on trains, and he's moved to be a bit of an underground Cupid, really. And about a girl who finds him through that.
What was the writing process like for this? How did this all come about?
The writing process was, it's fairly long, but it was, I started last October at a place called the Arvon Foundation, which is a really cool place where they try and help young emerging writers develop. And I got mentored by David Eldridge and Tanika Gupta and people like that. And I left the Arvon Foundation with first draft, and then I met up with Peter Darney, who's our director, who I'd worked with a couple of times before, and went, "Peter, I have this thing." And he subsequently then had a lot of input into the sort of dramaturgical side of it. And then we took it to Brighton to preview in May, which is because we were preparing for Edinburgh, and Edinburgh is such a major festival. We took it to Brighton first for 3 nights, and we got some feedback, which was very useful, and the play subsequently went through another redraft before then going to Edinburgh. And I think what's lovely about the Edinburgh Festival is that you get such immediate feedback from such a comedy literate and theatre literate audience. So it then went through another draft before coming here to New York.
How do you think you've had to change things in order to capture a New York City audience in comparison to a London audience?
I guess there are some linguistic differences that we had to change, some references that we weren't quite sure that people would get. A lot of them people did, which was really cool to us, but place references, names, some people that don't quite translate, but I think there's always something, there's always an equivalent here, really, and some places we describe, really, so there's a bit where our actor, I think, in the first show, just realized that it wasn't landing and just went, "It's like Jersey." And people got it. It was lovely.
What do you like about your character? What do you think makes your character special?
I think Lorna is very hopeful and very open despite all of the odds. So she's one of those people that will keep being happy because she is determined to be so. And I think that's what's amazing about it, that despite anything that can or might have happened to her, she has that sort of lease of life that she'll keep going, and she'll be happy. She'll succeed in life.
Who do you think is the typical audience for this production? Who do you think would get the most out of it?
I think it's a play about young people, to an extent for young people. So we've had a lot of older audiences who really enjoyed it. But I think because it's I'm a really young writer, and the characters are very young people, and it's sort of quite zeitgeistical in a way about life as a 20-something in a big city where you're not quite sure how to fit in, what to do, and kind of people finding their way very early on. I think that, I think that a young audience would really, really appreciate this play.
Well, what are your real goals for this production? Where do you want to see it go?
Well, I think sky's the limit, really. I think that, I mean, we are so excited to be in New York. We didn't, you know, before Darren B. Cole, our district director of the Soho Playhouse, before he called us, we had no idea that we could tour internationally, etc. So we're just at the moment really excited to be here. But we are also organising shows back in London at the moment. So I think we want to go to as many places as we can and just reach as many people as we can.